Time now for your comments. I listen with incredulity. That's the way Deborah Weidler began her response to a story about Barack Obama and whether he's black enough to speak for some African Americans. We got a lot of angry emails about that story. Deborah Weidler, who lives in Westminster, Colorado, continued, "Obama's appeal stems from what he says, not from the color of his skin. The point is not that he's black and I'm white. It is that we can work together to make our country better for our children, regardless of their color." In a story about alleged abuses of Guatemalan guest workers under a visa program known as H-2B, we played this quote from activist Greg Schell.
"I have yet to find an H-2B worker in my years of experience, and I've been representing guest workers, either agricultural or otherwise, for 28 years. I've yet to see an H-2B worker that's been paid correctly."
That quote brought several comments, like this one from listener David Dunn.
"Your story was lopsided and should be supplemented with facts that provide balance. I am an owner of a landscape contracting firm in San Antonio, Texas. We began using the H-2B visa program last year, and not only did we pay our workers correctly, they were paid more than 10% above what our local workers make, and we provided for their health insurance. Feel free to contact our H-2B workers for their story. You would be impressed."
That from listener David Dunn. Many listeners enjoyed Susan Stamberg's Valentine to the color red. In that story, we heard that in the Catholic Church, red is associated with divinity. But some of you reminded us of a more specific connection. You wrote that red means martyrdom. It represents the blood shed by Christ and the blood of others who died for him. A conversation with commentator John Ridley about whether movies whose characters smoke should be given an R rating. That's an issue that's been raised by the American Medical Association. Well, many of you scoffed at the idea. "Give me a break," writes Jason Jones of Laurel, Mississippi. "My family watches a lot of I Love Lucy reruns. Hardly an episode goes by without someone lighting up a cigarette. Does the American Medical Association really believe that watching this would lead kids to try smoking?" Jones adds that many Americans are obese, so maybe one day we'll have R ratings for movies that show unhealthy eating habits. We have a correction now. In a story about rock music used in TV commercials, we said that Iggy Pop sings in an ad for Carnival Cruise Lines. Wrong. We should have said Royal Caribbean. Hundreds of you responded after commentator Frank DeFord asked for suggestions regarding names for the brothers of the late beloved racehorse Barbaro. Frank will read his favorites on Wednesday, March 7th. That gives you plenty of time to submit your ideas for names to npr.org, which is the same place to email us about anything else on the program. Just click Contact Us.